Good morning. This is Pastor Raymond M. Gordon for our Monday Morning Motivations. We trust that you've been trusting Jesus and living by faith. And this morning, we're back in Ephesians 4, the walk of the believer. But one of the things I want to deal with this morning is winning in spite of our wounds. Winning in spite of our wounds. All of us are wounded. All of us are wounded emotionally, mentally, psychologically, physically, some, and our history, our hindrances, our hurts, we are wounded. Paul begins chapter 4, so interesting. He says, I therefore, the therefore takes us back to the third chapter about the family of God being strengthened through the Spirit. He says, he stopped with a benediction, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think to, amen, according to the power that worketh in us. That worketh in us is Kratos, the bulldozing power of the Holy Spirit. And he says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, chapter 4, verse 1. Why does Paul call himself a prisoner? Because he is locked, he was locked up by Jesus on the Damascus Road, and he considers himself a prisoner. I'm the prisoner of the Lord. In other words, I'm at his beck and call. I'm here to do his will. I beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. So the first thing we got to consider, if we're going to win with wounds, and we have wounds, is that we must see ourselves as saved people who are prisoners of Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm here to carry out your will. Lord, I'm here to please you, not me. Lord, I'm here to do your bidding. Amen. And he then indicates how a soldier and a prisoner, what a prisoner uses in this great attempt to live for Jesus with all lowliness, that's humility, and meekness, power under control, and long suffering, being ever to suffer long, forbearing one another in love, putting up with difficult people. Paul says all of these things are how we as believers win in spite of our wounds. And then in verse 3, he uses this participle in the Greek, endeavoring, ending in ing, painstakingly to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So as we talk about winning with our wounds, we're talking about being a prisoner. We're talking about, amen, exhibiting, if you will, principles of lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearance, and putting up with one another in love. That means putting yourself to the back, not the front, the back. Christ, others, and self. That once we put ourselves to the back, we are able, in verse 3, chapter 4, verse 3, to carry out endeavoring, we can painstakingly keep the unity of the Spirit, what the Spirit has made, in the bond of peace. Peace is, listen, peace becomes my telltale. Peace becomes my barometer that I am functioning under the control of the Holy Spirit. God gives us an inner peace, not the peace with God, that's Romans 5:1, but the peace of God, Philippians 4. The peace of God comes when God is first, when God's will is being done, when God's wisdom is being used, that God gives us in response his peace. And as we close this morning, how do we win with wounded spirits? By not placing the attention on us, but on Christ first, other second, and self last. Try it, you'll have peace. God bless you. Have a great day.